Through an online survey, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission has 6 questions for the public about non-native and native venomous reptiles. For example, should they be kept in zoos?
What is your opinion of the native venomous reptiles being kept in captivity in Florida? Well, we just kind of ask, basically, do you think they should be kept in Florida? Should they be in residential areas? Should there be a use requirement? Should they be only for commercial use? We also ask for non-native venomous reptiles, and it's the same qualifications.
FWC's Captive Wildlife Section Captain Kara Hooker says based on the survey responses, her agency is hoping to present their findings to the FWC Commission at their September meeting.
This past year, we've had 2 cobra escapes, and the commissioners at the April meeting directed us to look at the venomous reptile rules. And in doing so, we formed a technical assistance group, and we've been meeting with those members, and they're more of keepers themselves or researchers. So we're trying to get just a general consensus as well so we can put those opinions in our package that we present to the commissioners.
The online survey will close next Wednesday, July 27th. For more information, visit the FWC's website. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.